Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Calamities cannot overtake sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, be quick in giving sadaqah as a calamity cannot overtake sadaqah. Note, this means that a calamity that was approaching is pushed back because of sadaqah. Sadaqah shuts 70 doors of evil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, clean your wealth by paying zakat properly, treat your sick by sadaqah, and turn away calamities with dua. Many ahadith say that the best treatment for the sick is in giving sadaqah. Experience also shows that sadaqah causes a person to recover from sickness. Another hadith sharif says, cure your worries and sadness with sadaqah. Allah Ta'ala will rectify your problems and help you against your enemies. Another hadith sharif says that when a person gives clothing to a Muslim to wear, he that is the giver remains protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as a piece of that cloth remains on the body of the user. Yet another hadith sharif says that give sadaqah early in the morning because a calamity can never overtake sadaqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that sadaqah cools down Allah ta'ala's anger and protects a person from an evil death. Ulama have written that sadaqah guards against the whispers from shaitan at the time of death and protects a person from saying words of ingratitude or complaint at the time of serious illness, and also prevents an evil death. Instead, it helps to bring about a peaceful death. Another hadith sharif says that sadaqah cools down the heat of the grave, and a person will be under the protective shade of his sadaqah on the day of Qiyamah. If the sadaqah is in large amounts, the shade will also be large. SubhanAllah.